This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. It's graduation time.
Wow. Already?
Yeah, already. Crazy. It happens so fast. Just ask those parents of graduates.
Yeah.
How quickly. Man, they remember when their little girls and boys were just, how old's Wyatt?
17 months.
Yeah. And in a couple of weeks, he'll be graduating from high school.
Oh.
Or at least it'll seem like
it. Seem like it, yeah.
Just boom, all of a sudden it's over. Yeah, graduation time. There are a few schools here. I think about maybe three or four schools around the region that are graduating this weekend.
Wow.
CAM is one of those. It's graduating this Sunday. The majority of the schools around this area will be graduating then the following weekend. On the 19th will be their graduation. So lots of graduation parties.
Yeah.
And gatherings and things to go to. Do you get very many invitations?
No,
not
anymore, no.
Yeah, you probably will, though, as friends get older and have kids that start graduating.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's difficult anymore. It's so hard to figure out what to get.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a standard gift for high school graduates as I would get them a little long-distance phone card.
Yeah.
And put it in an envelope for them, figuring that they're going to be gone to college. It'd be a way to keep in touch with home. But, yeah, cell phones kind of did away with that gift, didn't they?
Yeah,
you can't do that anymore.
No.
With cell phones and Skype and everything else, there are all kinds of, I don't want to say free, because nothing's free, but at least you don't have to pay extra charges.
Yeah.
To contact your loved ones that way. So it's so easy for kids to keep in touch with home. I mean, realistically, we never did when we were in college.
Yeah.
Well, it was a long-distance phone call.
Yeah.
So it was expensive to make that call, and, you know, you didn't want to put that on your folks, and I sure didn't want to pay for it. So
right.
It was kind of tough, but, you know, you'd write letters. We didn't have the internet, so there was no emailing and stuff. We would write a lot of letters back and forth, and...
Mm-hmm.
Man, nothing made you feel better than looking in the mailbox downstairs.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yep, seeing that letter or the care package,
mm-hmm.
a little note in there saying, come to the office, you have a package. Oh,
yay!
Yeah! All right!
Yep.
Work over those things for a long time. But yeah, a lot of these youngsters be having parties now and getting off, getting going, and getting started with things. Do you remember your high school graduation?
I do. It was a very nice day. A lot of people over. We were able to go outside and inside, so it's a good turnout.
Your ceremony was outdoors?
Oh, no. I guess I was thinking my graduation party. It was at my parents' house. No, ours was always indoors in Griswold, but yeah, it was a little warm in there.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Could have been worse.
Could have been a lot worse, I suppose. How many kids in your graduating class?
49.
Yeah. Wow. Huge.
Yeah.
I guess they'd probably consider that huge now.
Yeah, probably.
I'm not sure what Griswold has this year for graduates.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That would be a pretty good chunk, I think. We had about 420
That's a nice amount.
Well, actually, it was small for our school. I mean, we had about just shy of 2,000 students. We had about 1,900 students in our high school at that time. So we were by far the smallest class. The incoming freshman class year behind us would have been, when we graduated, I know the next year it was going to be 700 and some.
Wow.
Was the number of kids who were registered to come in to take our places. They were going to be freshmen after we had graduated.
Yeah.
So they were going to get a little bump in their numbers. But we didn't, it was okay. It wasn't huge. But we had, we had enough that we had to work a little bit on when it comes to things like, invitations.
Yeah.
Put it that way. Did everybody get to go to your graduation?
Yeah, I think so.
No limits, no problems?
Yeah, it was only really the restrictions that I can remember or just like your family coming where they could sit on the floor.
Okay.
You only had so many tickets you could give out, I think.
Yeah. But... See, we were given tickets
and
we were given four tickets, that was it. And two tickets were supposed to go to your parents, mom and dad, and then two tickets to whoever else you wanted to go.
Yeah.
So, for me, it was my grandparents. My one grandfather had already passed away, so I ended up going to my two grandmothers. My other grandfather said, just go and have fun. So he didn't, I don't think he wanted to go, but he said, so it was my two grandmothers that got to go because we were kind of confined for space. We had about a 3,000 seat gymnasium, but
with everybody's parents and
you think you got 420 graduates on the floor plus the staff and teachers and administration and whatever else there, and then on top of that each of those 420 has another four, so that's going to be another almost 1,700 people. So it fills up pretty quickly when you start to think of how where is everybody going to be. So by the time you get done with all that, fills up quickly, so that's kind of the way it was. But yeah, I don't remember a lot. It was different then. We didn't really have graduation parties.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it wasn't common for people to have graduation parties, but in our town, we didn't do that kind of thing.
Yeah, I could see it being a little more different, you know, with the bigger schools, like that's such a big class.
Well, and we had three high schools in town.
Yeah.
So, you know, and like our high school, for example, at Wallard, it was Catholic school. We don't have boundaries. So, I mean, we had kids that would drive an hour to come to school in the morning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you didn't bounce around like they do today.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have so many graduation parties. We really didn't. Graduation parties, if you had one, you know, we just had one for the family. You mm-hmm. know, we go home, we had some cake and cookies and what have you and some sandwiches, and it was just family. We went to my grandmother's house, and that's really it. Yeah. I think my girlfriend was the only non-family member that was there. So, you know, it just wasn't the same, you know,
yeah.
because you're not in a small community, so it's a little tougher. I think in a way it's kind of nicer the way they do it in some of the smaller communities where the kids get that chance to kind of all bounce around each other's parties mm-hmm. and teachers will actually show
yeah.
up to parties and things. I think that's kind of cool,
yeah,
actually.
It is.
So it's kind of nice because you're, you know, you're kind of community during that time that you're in school, and now you get a chance to kind of show off that community spirit again,
yeah.
I guess, one more time before everybody kind of spreads out a little bit.
Yeah.
It is kind of interesting, though, to talk with some of these seniors. I bounce around to some of the area high schools during the course of the month of May and visit with some of the top graduating seniors in the classes. Mm-hmm. And it's funny to kind of see the look on their faces, you know, when I talk to them about things like, oh, you know, what about, let's say you get together for your 10-year class reunion 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's probably the first time you're going to see some of your best friends that you grew up with. It might be the first time you see them in 10 years. You know, you don't know where life's going
right.
to take you. And they look at me like, what, are you nuts? I've been talking to them every day for the last 18 years of my life.
Right. Doesn't always happen that way. No.
I don't think sometimes they get the full picture until it strikes them. You just don't realize how much life will change.
Yeah, everybody starts spreading out, and they tend to kind of stay where they go to college. And
yeah, and you just never know where things are going to
mm-hmm.
go. And, you know, your friends that you knew all of your life growing up, do you still, well, of course, you're back here kind of in the home area.
Right.
So you probably keep in touch with some of those
yeah,
folks.
There's a few that have come back here, too, so that's really good.
I don't have a single person who I was friends with in high school that I keep in touch with.
Really?
Not a single one.
Wow.
That's not because I hate them.
Right.
It's just, you know, everybody moves on.
Yeah.
You know, we move on. We do the college thing. We meet new people. We have new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, we get into our professional lives and end up maybe someplace else. And, you know, class reunions, do you do that kind of thing?
We do, yeah.
See, I don't do that stuff.
Yeah.
They have class reunions. I don't go.
Mm.
It's not that I don't like those people or don't care. It's just, if I wanted to keep in touch with a lot of those folks, I would have.
Right.
So, and it's just, again, as a bigger school like that, I went to the 5-year reunion. Maybe that's not a good barometer for reunions in general, but I went to the 5-year reunion and it was just like high school all over again.
Everybody's still in their groups. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody, the ballroom was divided up. Everybody was in their cliques and stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it just, I don't know. It just wasn't.
Yeah.
It just did. It's time to move on.
Right.
It's time to move on with life. So we kind of did. So that's just kind of the way we went. So graduation, kind of a fun time and
mm-hmm.
all, but I was looking up some little numbers here. You know, all these kids are going to go off to school and they got to pick a college. Oh, it's so tough to figure out where you're going to go and what you're going to study and stuff. There are about 4,500 colleges in the United
wow.
States. So you have a lot to choose
yeah.
from. And, you know, when it comes to schools, secondary schools, high schools, there are more than 133,000 here in the country,
jeez.
Both private and public schools. And, you know, most of these folks will all be graduating here in the next week. And, of course, it's all special to them. But, you know, the youngest person to ever graduate from college? A kid named, named Michael Carney. He got his bachelor's degree from the University of South Alabama when he was, get this, 10 years old.
What?
Yeah.
How?
He was 10 years old. He received his bachelor's degree from the University of South Alabama. He began speaking in complete sentences when he was just 6 months old.
Oh my gosh.
How old is your son?
17 months.
Yeah. And how much does he speak?
A sentence? No. It's
no.
Ball and hot and car.
Still one word,
yeah.
Point at things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, he was speaking in complete sentences at 6 months.
Wow.
6 months. I'm not sure I was sitting upright at six
yeah.
months. Not saying I was slow.
Yeah. But, I mean, some people aren't even crawling yet.
No, he graduated from high school when he was 6 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
They say, of course, not every graduate is the same, and Michael Carney certainly is unique. But that doesn't make him any more special than your graduate. He's just a little different.
A little younger.
10 years old and graduating from college. What do you get him for a graduation
well,
gift?
Well, where can he even really go apply for a job with, you know, all the restrictions with child laws and...
He graduated from, wow. from high school at the age of 6.
That's insane.
That's first grade.
Yeah.
Normally the kids are in first grade.
I can't even fathom that.
That's just crazy talk. But yeah, can you imagine? What do you get him for? What do you get a 6-year-old for his high school graduation?
A bike, you know.
Potty train him, perhaps? Oh. I don't know. What do you do with him?
Wow.
Wow. You know, and how do you meet girls?
Yeah. It's a little.
I bet he didn't go to prom. Well, maybe he did. Well, maybe he went with mom.
Met mom, yeah, I was going to say.
Took my mom to prom. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, that's six years old. That's jeez. Just, that's yeah. just, that's crazy stuff. It's not Doogie Howser. That's actually better, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, anyway, happy graduation to everybody who's graduating this week, and good luck on the final days for those youngsters who are getting finished up here this next week, and we'll be graduating on the 19th. It's an exciting, yet somewhat scary time.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest changes you'll ever see in your life is when you graduate from high school and then take that next step because you have that separation from home and family and stuff too. So should be fun times.
Yeah.
Good times. All right. Hopefully the weather will be nice for all those services
no
too. Oh, okay. We got through graduation. What else do we have here around the area? What, you want to dive into some of your stuff there?
You bet. Oh, we got some blood drives coming up on Monday the 13th. There's a blood drive in Red Oak that's from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Red Oak YMCA. Then also in Harlan on May 13th, that's from 7:30 to 12:30 at Conductix. Also, the Atlantic Trees Forever meeting will be held that night at 7 p.m. in the meeting room at Boulders Inn and Suites. The BPO Doe's meeting will be held at the Elks Lodge on May 14th. They'll have their dinner at 6:30 and then their meeting at 7:30. Also that evening, the Atlantic Royal Neighbors 1373, they're sponsoring a free making of greeting cards for our troops. That's at the YMCA Party Room, again on May 14th to 6:30. And Judy Zimmerline will be on hand to help you make cards for the soldiers. And then they'll have some refreshments served, and go ahead and feel free to bring a friend. It's the Atlantic Royal Neighbors 1373, just getting together, making some greeting cards for our troops. That's at the YMCA Party Room on May 14th at 6:30. The 6th Annual Atlantic Ride of Silence, that's going to be on May 15th at 7 p.m. It starts at the YMCA in Atlantic in the back parking lot. Everyone's welcome. It's free 6 to 7 mile silent bike ride. It's around Atlantic, and it's a slow and steady pace. It won't be going any faster than 12 miles an hour. And it's in honor of those not with us, friends, mothers, fathers, sisters, and sons. If you'd like more information on the Ride of Silence, you can visit their website. It's www.rideofsilence.org. So that's the 6th annual Atlantic Ride of Silence on May 15th to 7 p.m. And that starts in the YMCA parking lot, the back parking lot in Atlantic. A 4-H horse workshop, that's coming up on May 18th. That's from 2 to 4:30 at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds. They'll go over some of the 4-H rulebook things, ring safety, class procedures and guidelines, halter, showmanship, and show grooming preparations. If you have any more questions on that, you can contact Dana Stark. And that's the 4-H workshop on May 18th from 2 to 4:30 at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds. Another blood drive in Elkhorn is coming up. That's on May 21st. It's from 11:30 to 5:30. That will be held at the Lutheran Church. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, you can call Ann White. Number is 764-5888, and walk-ins are welcome. Again, that's the Elkhorn Community Blood Drive on May 21st, and that is from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Lutheran Church. The Atlantic Public Library, they're going to have some of the local writers present where you can meet with them and learn about their current projects, learn about their books, and possibly purchase a book and have it signed. Some of the area authors include Lila Hogeveen and Shona Putnam, Alan Stark, Carrie Saucer, Kimberly and Frank Spillers, Floyd Pierce, Roy Marshall, and John Fleming. And they'll have some light refreshments served there also. Again, that's the Atlantic Public Library is having some local writers present, and that's on May 22nd. The Griswold Volunteer Fire Department's Ritter Family Fundraiser will be held on May 22nd. That's from 5 to 8 at the Griswold Community Building. They'll be serving spaghetti and garlic bread and salad for a free will donation. This is for the Ritter family, who on May 2nd, they had a home. their home destroyed with fire, all their belongings. So if you'd like to donate, a fund has also been set up at Rolling Hills Bank and Trust at any of their locations, and it's under the Griswold Fire Department, Severin and Laura Ritter Family Fire Fund. Again, that's on May 22nd, and that fundraiser is from 5 to 8 at the Griswold Community Building. The Oakland Riverside Alumni Banquet, that's coming up on May 25th. That's at the Carson Community Building. If you'd like to get some tickets in advance, you can contact Terry and Wanda Hummel for your tickets. Doors are going to open at 5:30, and then they'll be serving at 6:30 following the meal. They'll have a program that will include recognition of honored classes, the Honored Alumni Award, entertainment, and a cash drawing. You can also purchase tickets both at the Oakland Banks and the Oakland Pharmacy. Or again, you can get tickets by calling Terry and Wanda Hummel. That number is 482-3433. Also, the Lewis Alumni Community Banquet is on May 25th. It's at the Lewis Community Building at 6 p.m. The meal is going to be prepared by Roy and Claudia Marshall, and they're going to be serving roast pork loin, mashed potatoes and gravy, baked beans and coleslaw, dinner rolls, desserts with iced tea and coffee. If you'd like tickets on that, you can call Susie Campbell, Emily Job, or Shirley Weedman. Oh, and you need to get those reserved tickets by May 21st, and the tickets are $10. Again, that's the Lewis Alumni Community Banquet on May 25th at 6 p.m., and that's at the Lewis Community Building. Run for the Fallings coming up at the end of May. They'll be holding their Walk of Honor on May 26th. That's also during Tivoli Fest in Elkhorn. A ribbon cutting will be held at 2 p.m. at the American Legion Post 322 Veterans Memorial Park. And then once the ceremony is over, they'll start the walk by taking the trail to the Danish Immigrant Museum, and then they'll return back to the park. Along the Walk of Honor, there's going to be a display of local veterans' photos and a short biography. They're on weatherproof place cards. A donation of $25 will help cover the cost of making these place cards, and the intention of these is to be displayed each year, and they're going to be adding more veterans in the years to come. Then all the money collected above the cost of the place cards will go back to the American Legion Post 322 Veterans Memorial Park Fund. So that's the Run for the Fallen, their Walk of Honor, on May 26th during Tivoli Fest. And that ceremony starts at 2 p.m. A dog obedience class is coming up in June. That's June 4th, and they'll meet weekly for 10 weeks. Although they're not going to have dogs for the first class, and then the class will be at 7 p.m. at the Guthrie County Extension Office. And then the remainder of the classes will be at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds, and then that will be with your dogs. The last class is on August 10th, and there's no cancellations. And the topics of training will be commands, heel, sit, stand for examination, and so on. Classes are taught by Pat Wyatt, who has many years of experience judging and training dogs. It's only $15 per dog for youth and $25 per dog for adults. And to register for that, you just need to contact the Guthrie County Extension Office. That's 641-747-2276. That's the dog obedience classes. That starts June 4th. They meet for 10 weeks. And just $15 for a youth or $25 for adult dogs. And you can contact the Guthrie County Extension Office to set up to register for that.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Lots of stuff there. I need to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be back right after you listen to this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, time to get back to work here. Tivoli Fest.
Yeah.
Not too far down the road.
No.
Not too far at all. Looking forward to the food.
Always.
Folk dancing practice, though, comes first. Before the food, you got to dance it off. And if you haven't yet participated in the folk dancing practices and you think that might be something you'd be interested in, you still have some time. The children's classes are on Wednesdays, and you still have two more dates coming up, the 15th and the 22nd. That's for ages 5 to 11 at 7 p.m. and 12 and older from 7:30 p.m. on. And then the adult classes are on Sundays. Now, so far, you've only missed one. We've got two more left, the 12th and the 19th. So this Sunday, next Sunday, 5 p.m. Loretta Christensen is in charge of that. So if you have questions, you can contact Loretta. And they do have folk dancing costumes available if folks bring them back. If you're not using yours, they do ask you to return them, please. But that's at the Elkhorn Town Hall. Got to get ready. You're ready to get down.
Get down on folk dance.
Get down, something like that, yeah. It's Tivoli Fest time. Tivoli Fest. See, it's Tivoli Fest time. Time for Tivoli Fest. And it's time to get a chance to get out and do all those things. And boy, they do have so much going on. It's amazing how much they have planned for all of those things. The schedule is just crazy for the things that are happening. I mean, it's impossible really to see all the things all the time because there's so many things going on at the same time when you take a look at all that. But Tivoli Fest coming up on May 25th and 26th, so you still have a chance to get yourself prepared for all that. But yeah, again, I'm looking forward to the food.
Yeah.
Look for the little, it's almost like a small newspaper type folded flyer that's got...
That's just all Tivoli Fest.
Yeah, four pages full of stuff. A map, it's got the schedule here, it's got little articles and some of the highlights and things that you're going to want to see, and... curse them. It's got pictures of the food.
Food right on front.
I know. Curse them for doing that. Now I need to eat. But all kinds of stuff there, too. So, yeah, make sure you check all that stuff out. One of the good festivals. One of the really the first festivals that comes up here now for the summer season.
Yeah, it is. Kind of starts everything off.
Yeah, the Labor Day or the Memorial Day weekend kind of getting us started. So, yeah, should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to making some apple skewer.
Yes.
Mid-Easter poles. Eating them.
And eating them, too.
Yeah. Eating them, too. Yeah. That's the important part. All right. You got some birthdays over there?
I do. Let's see here. There's a card shower honoring Arletha Hockett's 85th birthday. She's celebrating her 85th birthday on May 15th, and they're requesting a card shower in her honor. You can send her a card to 802 Stevens Avenue in Tenet, Iowa, 51537. She has 3 daughters, 9 grandchildren, and 15 great-grandchildren. So happy 85th birthday to Arletha Hockett, celebrating her birthday on May 15th. Again, send her a card to wish her happy birthday at 802 Stevens Avenue in Tenet, Iowa, 51537. Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, we have happy birthday to Melva Stone, celebrating her birthday on May 14th. And Elda Gaskell says here she's celebrating her 103rd birthday on May 15th. And happy birthday to Arlene Nelson, celebrating her birthday on May 18th. So happy birthday to everybody there over at the Friendship Home in Audubon. In Exira, the Exira Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Jean Louise Chase, celebrating birthday on May 14th. Also to, missed one, Wendell Lynch, celebrating his birthday on May 13th. Happy birthday to Doris Jorgensen, celebrating her birthday on May 16th. And go ahead and do my birthday. Or my baby?
Sure, go
ahead. I have a baby a baby to announce. That's not mine. We'd like to congratulate. They had a baby girl on May 8th to Tyson and Christy Robinson of Fountain Hills, Arizona. And the grandparents are Scott and Sarah Robinson of Atlantic. So congratulations. Enjoy your new little bundle of joy. Girl.
I don't think they're
fun.
I wonder if the grandparents got it. I just saw Sarah and out here a couple.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a week or so ago. So I in town here. And I just. I guess I was wondering if they actually got out there for the birth.
Oh, yeah.
The way the weather's been here this spring.
Be a good excuse to get down there.
Yeah, running out to Arizona doesn't sound like the worst trip in the world, does it? Well, congratulations to the Robinsons.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's always an exciting time. I have one anniversary here to share, too. This is this weekend on the 12th, this Sunday. It's a 40th wedding anniversary for Cheryl and Dean Christensen. So congratulations to them. They live in Cumberland. And if you'd like to send a card, the family is requesting a card shower, family and friends. So if you'd like to do so, Cheryl and Dean Christensen can be reached by sending that card to 65475 670th Street. It's a lot of numbers.
In the country.
I know. 65475 670th Street, Cumberland, Iowa, 50843. would be the zip code. So congratulations to Dean and Cheryl Christensen. We hope they have a very good anniversary, lots of friends and family and things. I got a kick out of a little note in here. Jackie Wicke, who was in the wedding party that day, she sent a little note here, too. She says, they didn't get to go on a honeymoon because Dean thought that he should plant corn the next day. And she said, that's probably where he'll be again this year, 40 years later. Some things never change. Got to get the job done.
That's true, you do.
Again, congratulations. Cheryl and Dean Christensen of Cumberland on their 40th wedding anniversary coming up this weekend, the 12th of May. A lot of fun times.
Yeah.
Good times with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
This is, this month, the folks out at the Cass County Memorial Hospital sent out a little note saying that May is National Osteoporosis Prevention and Awareness Month. Can you spell it? Quickly. Spelling bee. Can you spell
right?
it? You want to try?
Not really.
Not a chance, huh?
O-S-T-E-R...
Wrong already.
Porosis.
yeah. O-S-T-porosis, yeah. It's, you know, most of us know what it is, can't spell it, know
right.
what it is, but, you know, it's a thinning of the bones, basically. It's a silent disease, though. That's one of the problems. It affects about 10 million people in the country, and, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, sometimes when you have different afflictions, you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't with this.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you don't know until you're either tested or maybe you've broken a bone, and then you find out. But it actually is very, very common. In the United States, one in two women, every other woman, and one in every five men over the age of 50 are at risk for fractures or have at least one spinal fracture that they are unaware of. And, you know, it's the weakening of that. Well, there are a lot of things you can do. A bone density test, of course, is the only test that can diagnose osteoporosis before a broken bone occurs. So, you know, when you get to certain points, you might want to consider having regular screenings. But, you know, the healthcare providers can talk to you about your personal situations and things. But generally speaking, they say the National Osteoporosis Foundation recommends a bone density test if you are a woman who's 65 or older, or you're a man 70 or older, if you break a bone after the age of 50, if you are a woman of menopausal age with risk factors, if you are a postmenopausal woman under the age of 65 with risk factors, or if you're a man age 50 to 69 with risk factors. Now, risk factors, what would those be? Oddly enough, kind of the same things for everything.
Yeah.
There are some risk factors that are uncontrollable. Now, that sounds scary on the surface, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I can't do anything about it. You can't control these. It's just the way it goes. But that would be like being over the age of 50. I've hit one of those now. Being over the age of 50, being female, the risk factors go up when you're female. Menopause is a risk factor you can't control. Your family history, of course. Low body weight, if you're thin or small, you know, those are issues. And then if you've had broken bones or if you've lost height.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all kind of sometimes see people who are kind of stooped over,
yeah.
you know, the shoulders are slumped, and we just kind of take it for granted that as we get older, we'll probably lose a little bit of our height, and we'll probably shrink a little bit. You know, it's kind of a thing that we just assume. Don't assume that.
Yeah.
And it's not funny. It's serious. But there are some risk factors that are controllable. Now, that's, you know, right away you're thinking, oh, great, now I got to give up all the good stuff. No, not necessarily. And if you're controlling the risk factors for osteoporosis, you're really controlling risk factors for a lot of other things, too, because it's just common stuff. Like, for example, not getting enough calcium or vitamin D makes sense. Not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Well, they're good anyway.
Right.
Getting too much protein, sodium, and caffeine. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
guilty.
We all do that? Yeah. Having an inactive lifestyle.
Semi-guilty.
Yeah. Smoking is a risk factor, and that you should take care of. Drinking too much alcohol and losing weight. You know, those are all things that we can control.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, think about those kinds of things. During the month of May, it's National Osteoporosis Awareness and Prevention Month. You know, which they said, on the surface, well, that's not going to affect me. Well, look at the numbers.
Yeah.
If you're
eventually.
Over 50. Yeah, if you're over 50, 50% of women.
Especially the one in two women. That's
risk.
Wow.
Yeah, 50% if you're over 50 years old, and 20% of men who are over 50 years old. So those are pretty good percentages.
Yeah.
So be aware of those things. You might want to take some time to learn a little bit more about that. Well, that's all the time we have for you this weekend. As always, we thank you for spending some of your weekend here with us on the radio. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.